When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
Oh, dear God. I have been trying to do a segment on best health hacks of 2018. Heidi, behind the scenes, could not stop talking about movies with Ebert over here, who couldn't either. I then let them do an entire segment about their top movies of 2017, and then Jake just lost the entire segment. So, I hate all of you. And now I know that Heidi will not be able to focus, and she's added the behind the scenes of Howard Stern while eating my snacks that I just went and got, which, you know, drives me crazy.
I took one.
No, you took two.
No, one.
No, you took two. And not only that, there are multiple.
One back.
Why does she do this? There are multiple bags of these snacks out there, right? She could easily get her own bag of snacks.
Because I won't eat the whole thing.
But I will eat all my snacks.
Then I'll get you more.
Why do you?
I don't.
Why
I'm
do you
not
going to
waste a whole bag.
No, you. But you eat. You get your own snacks.
I just wanted one. I already had an orange.
You ate two.
I put one back.
I don't want your returned snack.
She chewed on it. It was too
tough.
Did
you see what she did? She absolutely did do that. And she wears all my clothes and then stains them. They all get the same oil stain on the right boob.
How
the
is chicken? That possible,
every
though?
Every single... I don't know what it is. Oil stain, right boob.
It's probably Lou's head.
Every top
from her
that
oiling.
I take out...
Because when I hug her, she puts her head here. I bet that's what it
right
is.
Right boob, oil stain. Every top. Every single top. Thank God she can't wear anything else of mine but my tops.
That sounds like a signature design element you could work into.
Yeah,
a new
no.
Line.
It looks like I'm milking.
Am
I right? Yes, it does. Like I'm lactating. At every top, I'm like Gucci sweater. Night, night, Gucci sweater.
I really didn't do anything.
You absolutely
for that.
Did do that one. Yes, you did. Don't.
You hadn't worn it. It still had a tag on it for like 3 years.
Maybe two. No, forget it. Okay, get the movie. Okay, here you go. Now you can incorporate Howard Stern. So here we go. We've got a quick Siskel and Ebert so that I can move on to my best health hacks of 2017. No.
Yes.
18.
Oh, coming
sure.
up. Sure.
It's coming up.
Ones,
hacks.
Right. Got it.
Makes yeah,
sense.
That
makes
hacks
much more sense.
Because we already lived the.
Yeah.
So the
yeah.
new. Hacks of 18.
Much,
hello, producer.
Yes, it makes much more sense to me now.
Okay. Now. All right. So we're gonna knock this out fast. I'm going to put it on two times because Jake lost the segment. Did I say that? Did I mention that? After being a half an hour late this morning. Okay. All right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Siskel, what yes. are your best picks of 2017 for the movies? Go.
I
She's only
got have one.
By
one.
The way. There
yes,
we go.
Yes.
Okay,
because
go.
I don't remember seeing many movies.
Here we go.
I saw a lot of cartoons. But my favorite mm-hmm. I loved The Greatest Showman. It was so good.
Okay.
Why? Do you like musicals, Cindy, or no?
I don't.
Oh. Jake, do you?
No. Oh. I can't say I do.
It's so good. I found myself crying even though I didn't know why. Like, happy tears. It was so
happy
good.
Tears. Happy little trees.
I'm telling
happy
you, you should see it. It's so good.
Well, okay, but you okay, so when giving a review, I feel like you need to be like,
I don't want to give
the
anything
costume
away.
Costume design, the art direction, the
no, the characters were really good.
The acting, the characters were well-rounded.
Yes.
You like the music.
The music was really good.
Even though it's the same music people from La La Land.
Is it?
I think so.
God, I don't know.
It was really the soundtrack was really good.
I hated that movie.
This Is Me is good. That's a good one. It's the song they always play in the trailer.
Oh, it's a song.
Oh, okay.
The kids like it, and Phoenix thinks that he's in the circus now, and so he performs little acts while we listen to the music. It's cute.
Aw.
Okay. Okay.
That's it. That's all I have. Right. I don't remember any others.
Ebert?
Coco was good.
Coco
was
good.
That was good.
I liked Coco, yeah, and I don't like kids' movies. Ebert? Top movies.
The Big Sick.
Okay.
It's just a complete film. Acting, writing, directing, this just really...
You had a whole thing about this, by the way, just for, which will be tough to recreate, but apparently the main guy in the movie, it's based on a true story. It's based on his story, right?
He and his wife wrote the movie. There
the
you
dead
go.
Wife.
The wife
We
that,
don't know if she died.
That is sick in the movie. It's about the beginning of their relationship and when... They were dating. She got sick.
Okay. So she died, and now there's an actress in the movie.
Sure. And then the mothership came and took her away, and then...
So Cindy doesn't want...
I'm not giving you a spoiler.
Well, why would you want to know?
Well, it's obvious.
I mean, I think you kind of know.
It's obvious, because it's called The Big Sick.
But you kind of know if you've been watching the reviews and watching them talk about when they wrote this movie.
Oh, then she's alive.
That.
Okay. all right. Okay.
And it's a big sick with a big recovery.
Oh, a big recovery. Okay.
So, but it's great. Well, it's just great. I loved it. And I loved I, Tonya. I did the same thing. I was like, Tonya Harding, a movie? Is this like some weird, like weird, not even cable thing? No, it's Fargo funny, except they're real people. It's really good. It's disturbing. Because of all the abuse in it, and yet it really.
Look at you! Here's what's so nervy, right?
When funny, had me.
When we disturbing. Weren't rolling, right? Heidi was on fire. She was
I
read every book.
She's researched Tonya Harding.
Yes,
no,
she
I have. In middle school, I got made fun of because I read the Tonya Harding books and the Nancy Kerrigan books.
God, I
there
wonder
were multiples.
Why.
Did you do your hair like Tonya Harding?
No.
I mean, I wonder why.
You know, I feel like I was kind of weird.
Oh,
maybe.
No.
It's also sort of a commentary on what, again, women are expectations and what women are put through. Like, you're not a princess. You're athletic. We don't like that. You're not from a good family.
Okay.
We don't like that.
All right.
It's,
so she didn't break what's her name's legs?
I don't know. She that was never... but that's how we remember it. We remember that she did it. And that's actually addressed in the movie that some people think she actually did it herself. Hmm. But I think, you know, if you're really competitive, don't you want to compete for the title? You don't want to, you really want to like injure your opponent?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, because then you get the gold and then you get all the endorsements.
She didn't get a medal then, did she? Or did she? I can't remember.
No.
They took it away?
No,
or she didn't.
Oh. She didn't.
She wasn't even good enough to get them.
It's very complicated. I don't want to give it all away if people forget, but I loved it.
Jake, I hope you're recording this segment.
Are we supposed to be recording?
Son of a. What was your. Go ahead and repeat your favorite movie.
This is the first time I'll be saying it because it was the first recording. We didn't lose any. My favorite movie of the year, I didn't see that many. I really did like The Shape of Water, though.
Okay.
That was really cool. And I saw Dunkirk, and I really liked that, too.
I wanted to see Dunkirk.
I did not like Dunkirk.
Oh, you didn't? Really? My brother said it wasn't any good. I was going to watch it.
I want to know what you liked about it.
Oh.
No, I mean, I didn't.
Got a real show here. You guys want to do these segments? Like, I'm going to need some fire. We need a little conflict. And so you two are like, I loved it. Me too. That's not
the greatest show. No. Cindy's not into that.
No. Okay.
I watch a ton of movies at home just in my free time. And I rarely go to the theater. So it totally could have been situational that I was in the theater with my grandmother and my girlfriend at the time. And it was like a really nice thing to do. So we had dinner afterwards. That could have been it. But also, I mean,
what'd you like about it? My grandmother,
the dinner,
no,
my girlfriend,
the
great burger.
I enjoyed the movie. I think it was a PG-13 war movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, I just didn't see any. I mean, there was no real character story to it. So, except the battle itself, and to me, you could intercut Dunkirk with the film The Darkest Hour about Churchill, and then you'd have a movie.
Okay,
because I felt The Darkest Hour was also like blah 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 blah.
Wow,
I see that the depth of the characters like didn't go as much as deep as I wanted. Like I really like Cillian Murphy,
yeah,
and they kind of just like threw him in there, and that thing, you know, he had that conflict on the boat, and then.
Yeah.
I was really hoping he'd be more of a main character.
I think that was Nolan's plan, though.
Was
to,
it?
Okay. To make the battle the character.
All right, this conflict is all right. Now, for the third time, can we return with the best health hacks of 2018?
Let's do it.
Yay!
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's P-R-O-L-O-N life.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Okay, team, we're talking RX bar time. Whole food protein bars with simple, real ingredients. 100% whole ingredients, egg whites, dates, nuts, 100% real cacao, coconut, and they're all delicious. There are a ton of different flavors, and there's no garbage in them. There's no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no preservatives, no fillers, none of it. They're delicious, and you can take them anywhere with you, which is even better. I travel with them. I keep them in my backpack for after the gym. They make a great afternoon snack. And there are so many different flavors to choose from. And I know I mentioned this, but the sea salt chocolate, hello, delicious people. So if you want to get 25% off your first order,
Just visit rxbar.com/Jillian, J-I-L-L-I-A-N, and enter the promo code Jillian at checkout. And they will give you 25% off your first order. That's rxbar.com/Jillian, promo code Jillian.
Guys, I want to talk to you about a new product that I am obsessed with. It's a Molecule air purifier, Molecule with a K. And it's called Molecule because it destroys, this is so cool, it uses nanotechnology to destroy air pollutants, allergens, mold, all kinds of garbage that's in your air. And did you know that your indoor air is more toxic than your outdoor air? Yeah, it is. And that's why I am obsessed with my Molecule air purifier. You guys know how passionate I am about these. I've written about them in my books. I've talked about them on my shows. This one lives in every room of our house, and it is fantastic. One of my kids has allergies, and it's helped her so much with her allergies, especially when it's pollen season. It's really off the chain. It's the bomb. I highly recommend you try it to improve your overall health, especially if you have asthma or allergies. Check it out. You go to molecule.com, and they'll give you $75 off your first order. That's Molecule with a K, MOLECULE.com, and they'll give you $75 off your first order.
I've been trying to do a segment for about 2 hours. And now Jeremy just told me he got my airplane tickets for Pickler and Ben.
In Nashville.
Nashville?
Nashville.
Nashville. And Heidi.
I have a nut in my teeth from my donut. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Okay.
You have what in your teeth, Heidi?
A nut.
Nuts.
Oh, okay.
In her teeth. Oh, my God. Did I tell you, Jake, that the smack-a-sack, Jake got that ball sack for me Secret Santa? It's the dog's favorite toy.
I get a video like at 10 p.m. one night over the holidays, and it's a dog playing with the ball sack.
But my favorite part is watching Lou play with the dog with the ball sack.
Oh, chasing around a dog with the ball
sack. She's like, Seven, go get your ball sack! Literally, I'm like, oh my God. This kid is like, I hope one of them is a journalist. So I just want to read this, even though I'm sure I'll be the villain in every story. Like, I just want to read, when I was a child, my dog's toy was a ball sack. Like, I just want to read that.
Yeah.
Wasn't his fake squirrel. It was a testicle ball sack. Okay. All right. Are you ready? I don't feel that everyone's engaged.
Wait, I'm ready.
Thank you. Thank you, Cindy. Okay. All right. New health hack to avoid getting sick.
Ooh.
Any guesses? Any guesses?
Perfect timing.
Go. Anyone?
Lock yourself in a closet and never talk to anybody in person.
Wear gloves.
Ginger shots,
Jake?
Line your nostrils with Vaseline so no germs can get in.
I actually have lined my nostrils on planes with antibiotic stuff. It didn't work.
Neosporin, yeah.
Black garlic.
No. Avoid getting sick by brushing well. Huh?
Your hair or teeth.
It says, interesting. Healthy mouth, healthy lungs. It might seem like an odd connection, but it's all about bacteria. According to Tripti Meisman, DDS. What's DDS?
He's a dentist.
Yeah. Huh. When you have bacteria in your mouth, you can breathe it into your respiratory system, which can boost inflammation in your lungs and trachea, upping your chances of contracting respiratory infections like pneumonia.
Mm.
So brush your champs.
I don't know if that's true, though, because you get sick and you get really sick, but you floss every day. And I don't know anyone really else that flosses every day.
I do.
You do?
I floss. Well, yeah.
Come on, we're control freaks.
Jeremy, do you floss every day?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Jake?
Get out of here.
I don't believe it either.
Any of you.
But not.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I love flossing.
Me too.
I love the floss picks.
I have little fruit flavor ones.
They're delicious. Kids grape flavored.
Because they're delicious.
No, only mint flavors for me.
Well,
the other ones break.
They break on me. The kids ones don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Man, the other ones just snap right off. I go through like 10 of them. Pisses me off.
In one flossing session.
But those little kid flavor ones, and every color pick is a new flavor. It's delicious. They're fantastic. Like the blue was like blueberry. I mean, maybe this is your problem while you're not flossing. It's lost its...
It's not fun.
It's not fun.
I have a permanent retainer on the bottom, on my bottom teeth.
Oof.
Like, it's this tiny wire behind them.
Ouch.
I have one, too.
But I can't get a pick through it, through my teeth.
Really?
Why can't you take it out?
It's cemented in.
But why?
I can't even feel it. I don't even know it's there.
Oh,
but it's like after you get your braces off, they give you the option to put that little thing behind your...
Well, you know what? Both my two bottom teeth got tweaked, and so did Greg's. Greg's are jacked. Greg, I was going to do...
I like it.
Invisalign.
No, I like, don't you? I kind of like my little crooked tooth. On
I do too. I have a little tiny.
Yeah. I love that. I mean, my parents probably don't love that they spent all the money on braces and I have a crooked tooth, but
I still wear my retainers sometimes.
That's my favorite. And then it takes it out and leaves it on the kitchen counter in the mornings. I swear to God, I live with an animal, a savage.
Because I don't want to wake you up by opening the bathroom door. So instead, I just sneak out the bedroom door, but it's still in my mouth. And so then I take it out there.
Which leads me to my health hacks. The first of which, and I'll explain. Oh, sorry. No, that was brush your teeth. Okay. The second of which was train yourself to poop at the same time every day. So don't tell me you don't open the bathroom door because every morning like clockwork. There's a knock on the back door, and up it goes, and not once. It shits like three times before it even has coffee in the morning.
This is embarrassing.
But it's the truth.
It is.
Go on. Tell the people.
No, like 6:12 every morning is about when I wake up and go to the bathroom.
Just about 6:12.
Yep.
6:12.
What time do you stop eating at night?
I usually have a bowl of cereal at like 8.
Like your after-dinner bowl of cereal?
Yeah.
That's every night.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Wheat squares.
I had no idea.
I love cereal.
I know.
With milk or?
Coconut milk.
Okay.
Wheat squares. Oh, I didn't know you were into the wheat squares. Normally she does like...
Mallow oats,
which are organic Lucky Charms.
They're not organic, actually. They're just non-GMO, no high fructose corn syrup. There's no food coloring or anything.
So again, which brings me back to why is the retainer on the kitchen counter when you are in fact opening the bathroom door?
Because I forget to take it out and then go to the
kitchen. So you lied. You told a dirty lie.
No, it's true.
That the reason it was on the kitchen counter was for my benefit when in fact I get awoke.
Because
for pooping.
I go back to bed then after I go to the bathroom.
Then it gets up and poops again.
She sleeps.
Which she doesn't do that. You know what she does? Then she lays in bed and she reads.
And then I go to the bathroom again. Then I get up. Tries I have coffee. Then I go to the bathroom again.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. And yet the retainer somehow.
On the kitchen counter.
I'm starting to. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Hang on. So, which brings us to our second tip. It says the reason you should train yourself to poop at the same time each day is to prevent constipation. Mm. But how would you train yourself to poop?
Yeah,
that is the question.
It doesn't tell you how.
It says the colon is primed to empty itself within the first hour of waking, Heidi.
Yeah, I can see that.
But you may also see more activity an hour or so after meals. Drinking coffee can also make you poop too. And this is because I think it contracts the lower intestine, the caffeine.
I can attest to that.
Okay.
Yes.
And he says, Dr. Rao says his favorite trick is visualization. And then they go on to tell you what this technique is. Oh, a technique where you imagine yourself having relief at 7 a.m. every day. Hey.
But are you picturing yourself
having relief?
Or are you picturing the poop?
Yes.
And
you know how it feels
healthy
to take a really good poop. So tap into that memory and imagine a successful exit, paying particular attention to relaxing your sphincter. I'm reading this verbatim off of Men's Health. So, hey, you know what? I know a lot of people have trouble pooping. Mm-hmm. I think this is a big one.
Well, coffee was – I introduced Lori to coffee, and that did it for her. She's like
–
she's found God.
No,
she's like caffeine's amazing.
She's found God.
Here's the thing.
Mm. I think that that's super important. See, if we could train Phoenix to poop every day, then he wouldn't have poop anxiety at school. Mm. Although I think he comes home and he poops every day.
Yeah, right? He does.
He lights it up. Wiener. Yeah. All right. Hold on. Here's another one. You know, this one I didn't like, but then I thought I should mention it. Because I realized I went through this with my brother.
hit the gym to alleviate back pain. And at first I thought, well, that's obvious, isn't it? But then I realize Greg is always like, oh, my back, oh, my back, oh, my back. This is his whole life, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, what are you, 90? Oh, my back. And he's like, I threw out my back like a 90-year-old, lay on the ground, the whole thing. And in the last like 8 months, I've been training him and zero back pain. Zero. And he's always like, I can't, my back. I'm like, you're wrong. If you do it right, you're not engaging your lower back and you're strengthening your glutes, your core to help support your lower back. And I like showed him what stretches to do and like what the issue was and how to strengthen his core muscles and everything to support. And he hasn't had no back issues, none. And I've got him doing like Superman push-ups. And
wow. Does hamstring strengthening also help your back?
No. What happens with your hamstrings a lot of times is that we get an anterior pelvic tilt. So what happens is anterior pelvic tilt is like your hip bones go down and forward, right? Your tailbone goes up and back. The reason for this is because your psoas and your hip flexors, right, in the front, your lower torso, your pelvis, get tight from sitting all day long. So as they tighten, they shift your pelvis into an anterior tilt. What this does is the tight psoas and hip flexors that wrap around your core to your lower back pull and create a lot of pain. And then simultaneously, with that pelvic tilt, it's stretching your hamstrings. So we think we have tight hamstrings, but in truth, they're usually stretched too far.
Ah, that makes sense.
So even strengthening them won't necessarily help the low back. What you have to do is you've got to open up your hip flexors and your psoas with proper stretching. Strengthen your core, strengthen your lower back, strengthen your glutes, your hips, and so on. So kind of the whole thing, but you got to open up the front too.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So a lot of people think, oh, I got back pain, I got to lay in bed. But in truth, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
All right.
Very nice.
Yeah. Ready for the next one?
Let's do it.
All right. This one I didn't know about. Read more books to lower your blood pressure.
What does that have anything to do with?
All right. Okay. Hold on. When you're engaged in a book, you have more cognitive engagement that has a, quote, cascading effect, says PhD professor of epidemiology at the Yale School of Public Health. So this person must know. With higher engagement, you have a tendency to de-stress, which reduces the amount of stress hormone cortisol, and that lowers your blood pressure. So I think what it's obviously doing is keeping you focused on something else. In my opinion, like when I try to sleep at night, I listen to books on tape or YouTube documentaries because I can't focus on stuff that gives me anxiety.
Because I try
to get in the story.
If you're trying to sleep, the worst thing you can do is think about real things.
Yeah.
You have to make up stories in your head or listen to stories. But what
make
if you're reading
stories in your head? Well, this is new.
You don't make up stories in your head? Like I'll be lying in bed going, okay, don't think about what you're going to do tomorrow. But
then you're thinking about what you're doing
tomorrow. I'm in a forest and I don't know. I see a yellow something or other. I'm asleep that fast.
That's as far as you get into your story?
It's like a meditation.
Yeah, it kind of is.
I'm in a forest and there's a yellow.
But if it goes on even longer, I will fall asleep at exactly the same spot in my story for at least a week.
Telling the same story every night?
Yeah, in my head. It's like, and I just make it up as I go. And then the next day I'm like, this is never going to work. I'm way too awake. And I fall asleep at the same point. Try it. I'll
visualize myself in the forest.
Just don't visualize yourself pooping.
I was going to say.
Or you could.
Exactly. All right. Are you ready for another one?
Okay.
Yes.
You guys don't seem thrilled.
Yes.
Yes.
It says wear socks to fall asleep faster.
I hate socks. It gives me kicky legs. I hate it.
That gives me anxiety.
You get that too?
Yes.
She's got that restless leg thing is real.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, it's the worst.
I cannot sleep with socks on.
Yeah, that's sweaty and uncomfortable.
Totally sweaty.
It says it found that warm hands and feet are the best predictor of rapid sleep onset.
Then you get a blanket.
Sweat and wake up. Cover them up. Yeah.
Exactly.
You put your cold feet on me. That's how you get them warm.
This thing is so, I call it smelty. It's sweaty and it's melty. And like the only time, it's a, like a furnace. It's an inferno. If it even has a fingertip on me, my whole body sets ablaze. I, unless it's like winter, I literally am like, that's your side of the bed. It's a nightmare.
She cuddles with like a pillow between us because.
Oh my God, the heat.
It's too hot.
It's horrible. It's like a it little. Do you deny it?
No, not at all.
It's insane.
Sometimes I have to change my shirt. I get sweaty.
Wow. It's, see, that's and
that happens to me.
Jill
too.
And Lori are like ice cubes.
Hmm.
Most of the time, I sleep with no shirt just because I get hot and sweaty.
So does Greg.
Yeah.
You guys sleep with shirts on?
If well, I ever do, it's in the wintertime.
I'm gonna
and
catch your sweat.
It has to be very cold outside. If not, I'm automatically
well, sweating. Yeah, I sleep with a shirt on because what if there's an earthquake? I'm not going to run around with my boobs out. Plus, I have two kids. Hey! Who are always in the bedroom. Thanks to Heidi.
Yeah, that would be weird.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I would imagine like a sports bra or something. You know,
okay. That's so comfortable.
Well, we don't have boobs, so we don't have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I have no idea.
A sports bra?
A whole shirt just seems like really uncomfortable.
Oh, but the sports bra sounds like, oh, I'm going to lull myself right to sleep.
Do you guys sleep in pants?
No, I'm sometimes. Underwear. Just underwear. Oh, boxers.
Well, I'm assuming that's
I don't wear pants to bed.
Pants? No.
Well, this tip was a bust.
Boxers? Yes.
Okay. All right. When you're stressed, put your hand on your heart to calm down fast. It might feel like you're about to pledge allegiance, but you're actually hacking your stress response. It seems weird, but our physiology is designed to recognize this gesture. Everyone's got their hand as a gesture of soothing. Even if you don't believe it will work, your brain and your body will respond. He says we're programmed to calm down with this particular movement. Fuck! I'll just be like I will crazy glue that shit right to my. I'll be freaking out. Jeremy will be like, put your hand on your heart, quickly.
That's what I'm gonna tell you next
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
I don't think that'll work.
Hand on the heart.
I mean, I guess right, kind of.
Yeah,
I can see that.
That's nice.
No, I don't. Feels- I don't think it's gonna work.
Try it.
I think if my heart was racing and I put my hand there, I'd be like, oh my God, it's going too fast. Yeah. Isn't it? It's going way too fast.
Take a trip.
Yeah. Panic attack.
Yeah.
For sure.
Panic. Okay. All right. Sun exposure for stress. This one, it says 20 minutes a day.
I like that.
Yeah, and you get your vitamin D, which is important. Stronger bones from the vitamin D, lower blood pressure, even deeper sleep. But we're supposed to get sun, just not like this radioactive, we've melted the ozone layer, and now we have cancer everywhere. Like, that's the thing. So now, you know, everything in moderation. All right, I'm done.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian, netsuite.com/Jillian.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, health seekers. The days of not following through with resolutions are over. And this is because the days of Sunbasket are just beginning, which means you're going to keep your resolution this year because Sunbasket makes it easier than ever. And today you can get $35 off your first order when you go to sunbasket.com/Jillian. So when you get healthy meals delivered right to your door with Sunbasket, it's easier to stay on track. And I'm talking about ingredients that are organic, organic produce, responsibly raised meats, sustainably sourced fish, organic pasture-raised eggs, and organic non-GMO tofu. Oh, and house-made sauces that you can't find anywhere else. And it's personalized. So Sunbasket lets you mix and match. You can choose paleo, lean and clean, gluten-free, vegan, vegetarian, Mediterranean, and more. There are tons of recipes, obviously, which means a lot of variety. And everything is delicious, and you can prepare it in about 30 minutes or less. With Sunbasket, you've got total flexibility. You can cancel or skip any time and choose any meal plan you want. So just go to sunbasket.com/Jillian today and learn more. And they'll give you $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/Jillian for $35 off. Sunbasket.com/Jillian. And just remember, if these guys can get me cooking, they can help anybody get cooking.
It's that time, Sin. It's the time.
What time is it?
Your favorite part. What's your favorite part?
The email bag.
The email bag. All right, guys. We're going to answer some of your questions. What do you got for me, Cindy?
Well, from Odette Odette.
Odette Odette.
We have, hi, everybody. I recently started listening to the podcast. It's gotten me through some dark days.
Aww.
So I have two questions. Yes, overeager.
Cute.
Number one, what causes plateau in body transformations? I've been training for the last year and I feel I am putting in more than I'm getting out.
Oh, hold it there. Hold it there. Let's not distract. Okay. I'm so good at this.
But is there more? Are there more details?
No, but it's very easy to answer. She said all I need to know.
Okay.
Yeah. So she said, I've been training for the last year, right? Okay. And she's like, what causes a plateau? So we know she was getting results and then plateaued. So she's probably
doing the same thing over and over again.
No. So a lot of times she's probably lost a significant amount of weight if she's been training for a year, right? So you know, like, all right, she's been at it for a year. She's in the midst of a body transformation. So my guess is she's got like 50 plus to lose or lost 50 or something like that. It is tough because Odette did not leave her phone number. Guys, leave your phone numbers for me. So I am having to guess at this, but my guess is she's probably already lost some weight. And what happens is when you've lost a significant amount of weight and a longer period of time goes on, your body will adapt to the new amount of energy intake. So it says, all right, we've already lost weight and she probably only has vanity pounds to lose at this point. So her body is going, all right, I feel I'm at a healthy weight and I want to keep some of this fat on because my energy expenditure is so high and my calorie intake is reduced and I can't keep continuing to lose weight at this pace. And so it will slow down your weight loss through biochemical changes with your hormone balance. So it'll slow down your growth hormone. It'll slow down testosterone or inhibit, lessen, and it'll release more stress hormone, more hunger hormone, hormones that make the body store fat. So the best way to handle this is actually to take several days off training. If it's been a long plateau, I'd say take a week off and up your calories by 10%. If it's brief, take 2 days off and then up your calories by 10%. And then completely change your training regimen. So you're right about that, Heidi, because a lot of times when people stick with something for a year, the body will adapt to it. Like, I did CrossFit and I love it, or I'm a yogi and I love it, or they find something that they like and it gets them going. But the problem is it's the body completely adapts to it. So you are right about that. So you give your body a little more calories, a little rest time. So you trigger the system that food is not scarce. You're not in a starvation mode. You make sure that after you raise those calories by 10%, you start to bring them up every 2 weeks by 10% until you're creating no more than a 500 to 1,000 calorie deficit a day amount, which would be no more than 2 pounds a week. And if even that could be a little high, so somewhere between like 500 and 750 when you get into like 5 to 10 pounds, you don't want a greater calorie deficit because your body, again, will think it's starving, so it's got to be smaller. And give yourself a completely different workout. So if you love spinning, you can go, but go like twice a week. If you love CrossFit, you can go once or twice a week and get other workouts in the mix. So you're changing it up and increasing your intensity and changing up the modality. So for example, if you've been doing CrossFit, your body's used to those same 12 exercises over and over and over again. Try yoga a couple times. Take a spinning class. Go for a long hike and mix it up. Huh? Hmm. Huh. What else you got?
Well, she also had a second question.
Oh, hit me.
A bit more random, but What's the difference between drinking hot and cold water? Some people say cold water is bad for you. Is this true?
Like Dr. So.
Yes, I know. And Dr. Axe also. But here's the thing. This is interesting because you'll hear different thought schools of thought on this. Some people will tell you, oh, drinking cold water forces your body to heat it up and therefore burns more calories. But this would be like a biochemist, right? But then these internal medicine, like Eastern medicine, Ayurvedic, Chinese medicine doctors believe that cold things, cold foods, if you're already, quote, cold and damp, and we did a segment with Dr. Axe on this, like if your body is more prone to being literally like damp and cold, cold water and cold foods make that worse. So they believe that hot water, hot teas are better for the body, or room temperature. I would say I've drank cold water, I've drank hot water, and I'm still standing. So I don't think we need to give this one too much concern. There are things that will kill you. Cold water is not one of them.
Very nice.
Oh, thank you.
We have one from Debbie Myers.
Oh, hit me.
I see a lot of posts where women are sick or injured and ask if they should work out. Could you please address this?
Oh, well, that's two very different things, Cindy. Are they sick or are they injured?
Ah.
Did she say?
She did not.
Maybe. Wow. Well, you've talked about it before, but people with a cold, you say, or like if they feel like they're getting sick because it's like cold season right now.
Well, that's a good one.
So what are you trying to say?
Maybe go with the sick thing.
Or saying go with the sick thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because injuries could be
very, very, very various.
Yes. Well, I can answer that, actually. You know why?
Why? Because you're Jillian Michaels?
That's right. So if you have an injury, you just work around the injury, presuming you've not broken your spine or something, in which case, yes, you can work around at a later date with a medical professional. However, like if you have a shoulder injury, you can do lower body. If you have a lower body injury, sprained your ankle, broke your leg, I mean, you can do upper body. You can do lat pull downs. You can shadow box. You can do curls. You can do tricep extensions. So you work around the injury. And it's pretty straightforward. Lower body, work upper body. Upper body injured, work lower body without knowing what the injury is. And if it's obviously something far more serious, consult your doctor and find a way to work around it safely. If you're sick, the rule with sick, in my opinion, is absolutely no. Your body's run down. Exercise is stress. So if you're going to train and add stress to a system that's already stressed, you're just going to get sicker. Now, some people will say, oh, you can train just, with less intensity. If you have a respiratory infection, absolutely no cardiovascular conditioning. But I would say, you're sick. It's a finite period of time. Rest. Like, again, exercising is intensity. So or is stress on the system. And the way that the body improves from exercise is through a stress adaptation response, responding to the stress of exercise. Think about it. Your bones get more dense because we're creating tiny little fissures in them when we drain, right? Your muscles get more dense and lean because we're creating tiny little micro tears. We're stressing the heart rate. Are you yawning again?
No. I was looking to see if Jake was
really
back.
Messing with me.
No, I wasn't yawning. But I know why I'm yawning, because I try not to breathe into the microphone until I hold my breath and then I yawn. I'll just sit
back. It's a
technique.
Okay.
Well, that's a good segue then to the next.
Yeah.
Next email.
Okay.
So you're sick. You rest.
Yes. You work around an injury because that can last a while.
Nice.
Thank you.
Hi, Jillian.
Yeah.
From Melissa.
Okay.
Is 40 too old to start getting into shape and eating
right? Shame on you, Melissa.
Or should I say, hell with it, I'm almost dead anyway.
She
LOL.
She say that.
Yeah.
She added the LOL.
LOL, love the podcast.
Melissa.
She knows the answer.
Yeah, she does. Go ahead, Heidi.
40's not too old. I'm almost 40. That is definitely not too old.
I
don't
always
feel old.
Get a new one.
Gosh, I don't feel old at all.
I
can't
in.
Imagine you being, I mean, you were just 24 or something.
I know, really young.
Wow. You're not almost 40. You're not really 37. All of
I'm 37, yeah, but that's closer like, to 40 than 35.
Isn't that's like a line from Harry Met Sally.
I'm going to be 40
when?
Someday. Yeah, that's right. That's
but anyway, it's not too early at all.
Of course, it's never too late to get in shape.
No.
I was actually working on this new book about anti-aging, and I want to pull it up, but like I think one of the oldest marathon runners didn't even start running until she was in her 70s.
Well,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's never too late to turn your health around. Never. Yeah. Not at all. So, I mean, that's just a ridiculous question. In fact, I think 40 is such a interesting age, especially for women, because it's really, I think, where we have this epiphany of like, all right, I'm potentially halfway through this journey, for better or for worse, give or take. And what changes do I want to make with the second half of my life? What do I need to do differently? And I would say this is a perfect time to like really reclaim your health.
How'd I do? Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm good.